It's a dark, stormy August morning, and 18-year-old Darren Oates practices what he's been working on all summer, the 3-mile bus ride from his home to Community East Hospital for job training and hopefully a job. Before we leave his home, his mother worries about Darren's trip on the bus.
And it's dark out, the safety. I mean, I, as a mom, I kind of said, well, you know, because the bus usually catches him when he was in high school, picked him up right here. Now he has to go through the, you know, walk a distance.
Darren is shy with few words. He watches carefully for landmarks telling him where to transfer to the next bus. After walking through fields and waiting on a busy, curveless street as traffic whizzes by, Oates arrives an hour later, unfazed, at his destination.
Ritter and 16.
Keith Fox shepherds teens through the training and says they can accommodate many different ability levels.
We utilize pictures, so we take pictures of every one of our medical supplies. So the individual doesn't have to read, but we do know they have to match. They don't have to know how to count, but they know how to put something on each square. And then once they fill up that table of all those squares, they know they've got the right number of supplies that need to go in the bag.
Genevia Kirkland graduated from Project Search last year and works as a rehab tech. She loves working with patients.
It's kind of sweet. Let's just say if I have 2 days off from work and they're in their wheelchair and then they're walking. So that's nice to come back and come see and makes you smile and be like, oh, you know, you helped that person.
Her first few days solo were scary, though.
Like, I only been up here for a month, like a week, and it was just like, okay. They was like, yeah, you got it.
You mean the idea of working independently?
Yeah, and they left me. And then I got it, though. I like.
The program aims to get 100% of students hired working in patient services, the gift shop, or environmental services. As I walk with Darren back to his house, he's warmed up to me, and he asks me again to explain why I called him a superstar.
You walk to the bus.
Walk and take two different buses.
Stand there and wait for the second one to show up.
The second. What else?
You walk into that hospital with a good attitude.
A good attitude.
Curious to learn new things. That's a superstar. Don't you think?
I think it's a superstar.
Yeah. Y'all told me I'm a superstar.
You are.
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.